They really have bought into the team concept and understanding how we have to perform out there, how we have to finish ball games, the intensity, the mentality, the physicality that we have to play this football game with in order to be successful.
You're having a career year in numbers. Has it felt like it on the field?
You know what? At times it has, and at times it hasn't. You know, obviously, there are times where I feel like I can be more effective, and there have been some times where I felt like I haven't performed very well at all. So, you know, you just try to learn from all the experiences, all the opportunities that you have out there on the football field. And so continue to improve my game, continue to build on it. You know, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. And so hopefully that means I'm getting better.
How would you evaluate you and Linville's performance in the middle?
It's been good, not great. There's some things that we have to pick up on. Obviously, being ranked 19th in rush defense is not – you know, not anything you want to hang your hat on as a defensive tackle. So there are some things that we have to clean up in the run game to assure that our team has an opportunity to be successful. You know, you can't rush the passer unless you stop the run. It's hard to rush the passer on 3rd and 1.
And the key is stopping
yeah,
Turner,
you
I guess.
Have to, yeah, you have to stop Turner. You have to put them in down in distances and situations where they have to throw the ball, and that gives the pass rushers an opportunity to make plays.
A lot of guys in this locker room will be playing in their first playoff game here. What do you remember about your first playoff game?
I remember it was,
game,
it was in Seattle, and it was against Walter Jones. So, but you know what? You know, I felt like I played fairly well, but you know, one thing that you have to say when you get in that playoff atmosphere, the intensity, the physicality picks up, and you have to mentally be prepared for it. You know, it's something that you can't simulate it. You can't simulate it. You have to have been through it to understand it. The best you can do is to tell the young guys to try to prepare them for it. But I will say this: you know, after that first, you know, initial surge, that first quarter, you know, that kind of, you know, all that kind of wears off, and then you get down to the nuts and bolts of football, and you got to execute. You got to execute. You got to be sharp out there, you know, because one step here or, you know, one missed assignment there and, you know, you can cost your team dearly. So you have to, you know, playoff football is about, you know, execution, intensity, and physicality.
Have you played teams like the Saints and the Packers? You guys have faced really good offenses. How does that prepare you for Sunday?
Well, you know, it's just experience. You know, we've had opportunity to play against, you know, high octane offenses, so to speak. And so understanding, you know, what they want to do, how they want to tempo you, understanding how you have to combat that, what you have to do, just being prepared, understanding all of your assignments, understanding how we have to communicate on the field in the midst of those situations. That's going to bode well for us because we've had experience with that throughout the season.